the marketing world and you're looking for inspiration, or you're a business leader who wants to understand what good marketing looks like, you're busy. You don't have time to sit around listening to a rambling 3-hour podcast. We get it. This is the Remarkable Marketing Podcast, where we celebrate the marketing rock stars that deliver truly remarkable marketing. And you'll hear short interviews with marketing execs who share stories about the best marketing they've ever done, how it delivered a huge impact, and how they overcame all the challenges to make it happen. If you aspire to be remarkable, you'll walk away with ideas on how to do truly epic marketing, getting right to the content of what you need for busy professionals. This is the Remarkable Marketing Podcast. Now your host, Eric Eden.
Our guest today is Daniel. Daniel is a very experienced marketer, and he's going to talk to us today about how to generate big ideas. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about what you're doing and who you are, so everyone has a sense of that before we jump into your great marketing story.
Thanks so much, Eric. So our big thing, what we've done over the past 11 years now, we've helped over 20,000 students and clients. And the way we do it, Eric, is with our X factor effect methodology. And that is a methodology that's all about breaking through the noise in your market and becoming a market leader or category king or category queen. And people absolutely love it because they're seeing results. And for anybody that's out there that's they're struggling breaking through the noise, because there's a lot of noise out there, right? Forbes says there's 4,000 to 10,000 pieces of marketing like vying for our attention every single day. That's how much clutter is out there. So the question is, how do we break through that clutter? And we help people break through the clutter.
I agree. There's thousands of marketing messages coming at us every day, and I think 99.9% of them are pretty terrible. So the idea of this podcast is, let's highlight that top 1% that's really great. Tell us about some of the marketing you've done that's in that top 1% that you're most proud of, that's remarkable.
One of our favorites that we like to share is the first event we ever did was for 1,000 people. This was down in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And then the biggest event we did was for 7,400 people. So how the did you get 7,400 people to come to an event? So here's a quick story about that. To inspire people. All right. How do we do that? Eric, I'm a Dan Kennedy fan. You a Dan Kennedy fan, Eric?
Yeah, I know about Dan Kennedy. Yep.
Of course. Of course. So Dan Kennedy, he's all like, direct marketing, it's the only way. Like, you got to do direct marketing. And I'm there. Let's do marketing that's direct marketing. It's all results. It's all, I am one, like 99% of the time, it's like, yes. We got to go the direct marketing route because we need to measure things. We need to see results. But I'll tell you what, Eric, let's flip the script here, because the truth is, when we got up to 7,400 people to come to one of our events, we did not do it necessarily because of our direct marketing. What we did was a very advanced strategy. We call it creating a core belief. And what we did was on social media is we started to spread this core belief, and we started to attract a massive audience through a core belief. And we had our dream customers adopt our core belief, adopt our way of thinking. This is sounding a little bit evil, Eric Eden. And now that I'm saying this out loud, this sounds a little bit evil, but it's not. It's just really smart marketing. So we had people adopt this core belief. What we did was, it was all on purpose. We knew that if we could get a large audience to adopt the core belief, that they would want to buy our products and services as a natural consequence of the new core belief that they adopted. Okay, so
I'm starting to have visions of minions. I don't know why. Maybe you could mention the evil part. And so many of them. And also because I try to work minions into as many PowerPoint presentations as I can. Sorry, continue.
No, that's perfect. But so the question people then have is, okay, Daniel, I get it, like partially. Give me the example. What's the core belief? Okay, so our core belief was, hey, business owners, if you're struggling to break through the noise in your market, and if you're competing on price, so a lot of our dream customers, they have this problem where they're competing on price. They're trying to make sales, and then they're lowering their prices, and then their competition is lowering their prices, and then they get into this price war, and then it's, oh my gosh, like, how am I supposed to run a business if, like, I'm selling for half of what I used to, right? So price wars, it's like a big pain point in business if you've ever had to deal with it. And so we said, oh, if you're struggling with price wars, right? And if you're struggling to break through the noise in your market, the reason why is because you are caught up in the sea of sameness. And the solution is that you need to differentiate yourself inside of your market to the point where you become a unicorn inside of your market. You need to differentiate yourself to the point where you are a clear alternative. So, great example, because we love examples, Eric. We love examples. Let's use a commodity example. Let's use bananas, since we were talking about minions. So when it comes to bananas, a bunch of yellow bananas, three pounds at the store, it's going to cost you a couple dollars, right? It's a couple dollars, right? Maybe $3 if you're shopping at a higher end grocery store. It always depends. Just $2-3, right? For 3 or 4 pounds of normal yellow bananas. Now there's this banana. Eric, have you heard of the blue Java banana?
I have not.
The blue Eric, the minions are going to love this. The blue Java banana, it's a real thing. And it's a banana where there is an actual blue tint to the banana. Like, it's a bluish banana. Okay. So imagine a bluish banana. And the taste of the banana is very unique. But they're so hard to get a hold of. But the taste, the minions go crazy for it. They say that it tastes like vanilla ice cream. And so sometimes it's nicknamed the ice cream banana. Okay, so you got this blue Java banana, tinted blue. It's a bluish banana. And it has the taste of vanilla ice cream. Wow, that's desirable. Now, why is that desirable, Eric? It's desirable because it is different. It's new. It's exciting. And this is a real thing. I'm not making this up. This is a real thing. The blue Java banana exists. It's super rare. And to get to buy them, it's going to cost you about 30 times more than your normal banana. So for that 3, 4, or 5 pounds of blue Java bananas shipped to your door, it's going to cost you like $97 if you can get a hold of them, because they're so hard to get a hold of.
Yeah. Now, the sea of sameness is a place that I don't want to be, because it feels like it would be a race to the bottom on pricing, like you were saying. Being different and standing out is the way to get the price premium, right?
Exactly. So to wrap up the story, because this was a long roundabout way to tell the story of how we got 7,400 people to an event. We started selling this belief that you have to be different, and you have to be different in a way where you can become that unicorn in your market, where you stack those differences. So you need to be like the blue Java banana, where you can't be compared to the yellow bananas. You need to be like the blue Java banana,
right,
where you're unique, you're different, you're rare, you're exciting, you're all these amazing things that your dream customers want. And we started teaching this concept that different is the new better. And we started selling this belief all day, every day on social media. And we grew a following of about 2 million people across all of our social media accounts that started to believe that the solution for market success inside of your business, inside of your niche, was to be different. That's the belief.
Pretty powerful.
If you're different, that is the solution. Different in a way that your dream customers love. Different is the new better. Different is the key to becoming that market leader. that category king, that category queen. And we sold this belief all day, every day. And people, the portion of our audience that adopted this belief said, I believe.
And so was those 2 million followers that you got on social, did that all come for organic, or was it a mix of advertising and organic?
Yeah, it was a mix of both, because we would promote our pieces of content that sold this belief. And then, of course, we promoted like crazy whenever we were selling tickets for our events, for our mentoring programs, etc. But the big thing is that the catalyst behind everything that we were able to do in order to get people to come to our events was that we had this incredible core belief that we sold. And then when people adopted that core belief, they wanted to become part of the tribe. They wanted to come to the events. They wanted to buy the courses. They wanted to jump on the webinars. And it was what drove everything. And that's what made it so that our first event that we did for in 2017, we were able to get 1,000 people to come to that event. And then our biggest event to date, we were able to do for 7,400 people. And that, Eric Eden, is the story of what I probably say is our most successful marketing campaign of all time.
Event marketing is huge, and that's a huge audience. What would you say was the impact of doing a big event like that with 7,400 people?
I still have really cool pictures today that I post on social media all the time from that event. If you, I think, Eric, I sent over the picture where I'm rapping on stage. So at that event, I was able to rap on stage in front of our 7,400 people. So people still talk about that event today. We sold like crazy during the event, and we had our first $1 million profit day.
$1 million profit day sounds pretty great.
Full transparency with that massive event. And now we're taking our methodologies with the X Factor Effect worldwide. And so I was like, hey, I'm going to launch this book, but I have to follow what I preach, Eric. So I have to do things differently. Like, I can't just launch a book like everybody else for the X Factor guys. That would be lame. I launched my book in a way different way than everybody else. And if you want, I could talk about that really quickly, what we did behind that.
Yeah, please.
Awesome. Eric, you've got one of these, right? Ideas that influence. And what I did was I created this interactive book box experience where instead of just doing a free plus shipping book funnel, I said, what if I am the first free plus shipping book funnel that comes with a free box experience? What I wanted to do, Eric, is I wanted to offer anybody that's listening access to one of these boxes for free. Free plus shipping. You just go to bigideasbox.com and big ideas with an S.
Thank you for making that offer. I'll link to it in the show notes so people can easily get there. One question I have is around big ideas and creative execution. That was the theme or one of the cultural values for a company that I worked for that I really liked.
Ooh.
Because I think a lot of times from a marketing perspective, marketers do a lot of the same things over and over again. So back to your sea of sameness analogy, you're using the same channels, the same tactics like Facebook advertising or Google advertising or PR or email marketing. It's all pretty similar in terms of the channels and the tactics and the things you can do. It's not like there's 1,000 different tactics. There's like probably 30 or 40 tactics, depending on how you define it. Channels and tactics, there's a limited number of them. What really is interesting is what can people do that is a big idea with creative execution inside of those channels or tactics? And I believe what you're really helping businesses do, you explained the art of being different, which I think is awesome. But what you're really helping people do is think about how to have a different approach in their marketing, right?
Yeah, you can differentiate by using different marketing channels that like your market isn't used to using. If you're the first person that reverts back to advertising in super popular magazines. Like, it could work for you for a little while if you're the only one in your market doing that. But that's not the main way that we differentiate. Yeah, we're mainly using the marketing channels that everybody is using, but we are helping people come up with big ideas that just crash through all the noise. Because if you just try to do something slightly different, like, you'll get slightly better results. But we want to move the needle in big ways. So it's like, what are like big ideas that like really activate our dream customers' attention? And then let's test those. And some people might think that's risky. We're going to test all these big ideas. There's actually, inside of the book, there's a study that we talk about where they found out the creative approach, where you're doing things differently, on average is 6 times more effective than doing more of the same inside of your market. So if you ever fall into the trap where you're like, hey, let's just do what everybody else is doing because it seems to be working. If you do that, then you should expect the same mediocre results as everybody else. You will get caught up in the sea of sameness, and you're missing out on about 6 times more potential if you take the different and creative approach to your marketing. So that we really push for that. Let's come up with big ideas that move the needle instead of small tweaks. Like, instead of split testing the email headlines, which is great. We're all for it, but let's bigger picture. Like, what's the big idea that's going to move the needle, not a small little tweak that's going to move the needle in a small way?
Yeah, I think the big ideas are important because you have to have those foundationally. Lots of people have ideas, but they don't execute on them. The examples that you gave us today involve creative execution. For example, with your book in a box experience, that's a creative execution that I haven't seen from anybody else. And I've talked to 100 authors who all have a book and they're like, read my book, but it's great. But your approach is creative execution and it's a big idea. So that's living the dream, if you will. That's one example. And your other example, the event and getting 7,400 people there and rapping while you're on stage is also pretty creative execution. I don't know if people even do an event if they're rapping on stage, right? Congratulations on living the dream and sharing some really good examples that show how people can do that. I assume the 20,000 people that you coach with their businesses have had a lot of success figuring out these sort of big ideas and creative ways to execute. Have you seen that across clients that they've put into place the system and the ideas that you share?
Yeah, we have estimates for how much we've been able to help people move the needle. And it's hard to get actual numbers, but we know it's at least $250 million in increased sales from our students and clients who have truly applied what we've taught. And then whenever I say that number, Pedro, my business partner down in Brazil, he's like, stop saying that number. It's way bigger than that. I'm like, yeah, we know it's at least that. So we'll just say it's at least that.
The least that, you don't need to exaggerate it. It's pretty remarkable. So congratulations on that. It's, I'm sure, very rewarding being able to help marketers and business owners come up with big ideas and creative execution. Thank you so much for being with us today, sharing these stories and your generous book and a box offer.
You've been listening to the Remarkable Marketing Podcast. Our passion is to bring you the marketing rock stars who share stories about the best marketing they've done, how it delivered, and how they handled all the challenges that go along with it. And we do it all in 10 minutes. We only ask 2 things. First, visit the RemarkableMarketing.io website for more great insights. Second, this podcast has been brought to you by the Next Generation Social Networking App, Workverse. You can download and use the Workverse app for free to build your professional brand, become a paid expert advisor, and discover the best business events to attend. Download the Workverse app today. See you next time on the Remarkable Marketing Podcast.